www.thebeatmaker.com.
What's in Your Mind is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve challenges in our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com.
With Todd Mitchell and Scott Hannon today on What's on Your Mind, our telephone number is 800-228-0550. That is 800-228-0550. You can also call us at 701-258-0550. Trooper Talk continues on the program. Sergeant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol is here taking your calls. Before the break, we were talking about a situation we hear from a lot of listeners about, and that is when you got, you know, poor driving conditions, winter driving conditions, and motorists, meaning, you know, the low-profile vehicles, folks in the, you know, a passenger vehicle or even, you know, anything, I guess, a truck or SUV that's cruising on the highway, in a very different position than a semi that's obviously up high enough and able to go. And when the semis, when you're driving 30, 40 miles an hour, which you see to the conditions, and the semis blowing by at 50, 60 miles an hour, you're both driving to the conditions, but when they blow by you and you're going slow, you actually end up in a snow fog. I thought your best advice on that was really to say, if you're in that situation where you're going 30, 40, and every semi that passes you causes you to be able to you know, be total whiteout, that's time really to park it for a while. I mean, that's some pretty good advice. I've never done that. I've always just white-knuckled it through it and then slow down to like 20 to 15 and then always wonder, am I going to get rear-ended? But the better advice, I think, is yours to say at that point, maybe you ought to consider whether you ought to be on the road, right, Sergeant?
Yes, I definitely agree. You know, it does happen where a semi can come by causing a whiteout, and you definitely do not want to, you know, slow down so much as you're almost coming to a stop, because then chances are you probably are going to get rear-ended. Kind of need to keep going, slow down a little bit, but keep going with the pace a little bit and try to find the next exit and pull off.
And truckers, I think, get a bad rap in that regard, really, because, you know, I hear a lot of motorists complaining about the truckers. But in the case of the truckers, I mean, number one, assuming they're not going over the speed limit when the conditions do not warrant, they're also driving their conditions, but they just have a lot better visibility being up above it and having the profile vehicle they do, right?
Yes, not only is their visibility better, but they put on thousands and thousands of miles out on the roadway. That's their job, is to be driving, and they're very well trained, and their history speaks for itself. They can travel the roadways. And, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, pretty much any truck that's going to be passing you is going to cause a whiteout condition if the snow is there, no matter how fast they're going. But something that we all just need to be aware of and take extra caution when that happens.
By the way, we've had a couple off-air callers wanting to pass on the news that the bridge that goes from Mandan to the college has two bad accidents on it, isn't really moving. Another caller called and said the I-94 bridge is backed up due to an accident, and appreciate those calls, by the way. Anything that you want to pass along like that helps other motorists out there know what's ahead of them. But that reminds me to ask you about bridge decks. Bridge decks, just in general, are, even with all the gizmos that you have and the different things that you use, are especially treacherous this time of year, aren't they, Sergeant?
Bridges cause us a lot of headache. The Grant Marsh Bridge here in Bismarck is one of those bridges also that it does freeze over. Any bridge is going to freeze over with that cold air rushing above it and underneath it. It's just something that you need to take into account, you know, pretty much count on that bridge is going to be icy. Take your foot off the gas, kind of feather it across that bridge if need be. I can recall numerous crashes on the bridges throughout the Bismarck Mandan area here, and they always create, you know, big cluster of vehicles. You know, the shoulders of the roadway isn't very wide on some of those, so it's definitely a big hazard.
By the way, questions or comments, certainly welcome for the sergeant on Trooper Talk today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And how many accidents or incidents do you think are caused by distractions related to technology these days? I'm just sitting here asking for calls, and I'm thinking about folks that are on this bridge. You know, better they probably not call, right, because they're dealing with a situation that requires every ounce of their attention. I mean, is one part of me says, given all the ability to communicate on the phone and texting and everything else, you'd think that accidents would be off the chart as a result of that. Yet they really proportionate to the amount of technology. I don't know that the, you know, pre-cell phones, the accidents today would be that much more than they are today, but there's certainly a lot more, opportunity for distraction. What's your take on that, Sergeant?
You know, there's a lot of distractions going on in your vehicle, from the old-fashioned radio to your cell phones to GPS. Anything in your vehicle can be a distraction. You know, we've been preaching it forever about don't text and drive, stay off your cell phones.
And that radio should never be changed anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You keep it.
But we can eliminate the need for that one. Yes, leave it at 550. But let's blame it all on the phones, right? I mean,
yes, it's definitely the hot topic is the phone. But even there's studies showing that just talking on your phone, whether you are using an actual cell phone or using a hands-free device, there's no difference as far as how distracted you are. It takes cognitive brain power to concentrate on a conversation, and that is actually going to distract you from your driving. So you're better off, not using anything in the vehicle that's going to take your attention away from driving.
I think the sergeant has just proven one of my wife's theories true, and that is that I'm incapable, and I think she puts this pretty much on the male race, of doing more than, two, three things at once anyway. See? So, we already, as guys, are a little, we're a little ill-equipped to do more than one thing at once anyway. So imagine driving and using our brain power to think through a conversation. Carl in Minot for Sergeant Iverson on Trooper Talk today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Carl.
Okay, I just want to ask the officer's opinion. My wife and I are going out to the farm in Bowbells, and I'm going down that great big huge hill just before you run into Kenmare. And my wife says, Carl, how fast are you going? She's dozing, and I says, Barb, if you get a minute, look out the back window. I've got a semi right on me, and I'm already doing 80 miles an hour. So I said, hang on, and I just kicked it in the butt and got right up there to 90, made it right over the hill, and got a ticket.
Yeah, that's definitely a hard situation. It's difficult for us as law enforcement to look the other way on that when you got a vehicle coming off that going 90. But yeah, you definitely do not want to speed up and create any more of a hazard. Possibly you could slow down, pull off to the shoulder a little bit, let him pass you if he's in that big of a hurry to get around you.
Well, it's just one of them situations, sir, to where there's no place to pull over.
Yeah, I definitely understand. It is an interesting roadway there.
Yes.
I'm curious, so Carl, did your wife, you're having the sergeant referee a little dispute here. Your wife thought you were in the right. And you who's I'm trying to decide what side she was on.
She felt that I was speeding. I was, because she's dozing. For some reason, that lady has a way of finding out how fast she's going.
So you're saying she was sleeping and she knew how fast you were going, Carl.
Yes, she was dozing, and all tied up and in her seatbelt, and she was just dozing off while we're going out to farm. But that truck was right on my butt, and I had no place to go, so I just sped up, and by the time I get to the top of that hill, I was doing almost 90 miles an hour. I mean, I got to admit that, so the officer gave me a ticket, and I didn't argue about it. I knew I was speeding, so...
Yeah, it's a hard situation to be in, but
yes,
I guess that's why we do, efforts like this as far as coming on the radio, and, hopefully we have some of those drivers that are listening to the station here today that,
take that into
account. And
yes, sir. Yes, sir. And thank you for keeping us safe.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Carl. Boy, talk about being in a tough position. Sergeant Iverson, you're being asked to tell him whether he's right or his wife's right.
You never want to go there.
Oh, my. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. Emailer says, guys, truckers causing whiteout conditions are driving too fast for the conditions. It's crazy to claim anything else. They know they cause whiteouts. so they also should slow down. The rules should be the same for everyone. What happened to equal protection of the law? So that one's the blaming truckers for the whiteouts. What do you say about that, Sergeant Iverson?
Well, I guess we can all slow down. We all need to do our part and slow down in these conditions. The truck, though, just because of its natural size, is going to create more of a whiteout with kicking up snow and stuff around your vehicle. But, yes, I do agree. We all do need to slow down trucks, passenger cars, all of us.
800-228-0550 is the telephone number. Truckers, I'd like your take on that. I mean, when you see a lower profile vehicle putzing along, you know you got to keep going. What's rolling through your mind? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It's Trooper Talk today with Sergeant Tom Iverson, Kyle Bubba Schweiger, new coach of the UND football team, at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hinnon. We'll continue.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Dean Zimmerman, here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
It's here, the odor-free guarantee from StopSmellNow.com, a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. If you've got stink, if you've got an odor problem, StopSmellNow.com has come to the rescue with this provisional patent on their odor cure. It's an odor medicine, so it's gone. Cigarette or smoke smell, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or a freezer. They guarantee it, folks. If the odor isn't removed, they give you your money back guaranteed. No questions asked. It's winter. It's getting cold outside. They want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated now so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And get a load of this deal. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off every product you order. Go to StopSmellNow.com. StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. StopSmellNow.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Doing in North Dakota and Minnesota.
Yeah.
And South Dakota. Well, I guess we got the Badlands, but doesn't... We got Bubba coming up in a few minutes. Why not some mountain music? Bismarck right now, some cloud cover, 9 northward of 13. Looks like the snowfall's kind of stopped for the moment, but you never know what might be creeping up. Meanwhile, Fargo, a little bit of light snow, 1 below, northeast wind at 6, so it feels a little chilly. And we're going to stay in the deep freeze for a few days so we get to the end of the week. Then Friday, things begin to warm up, at least in the central and western parts of the state. Whew!
PetroServe USA is somebody. Well, before we do PetroServe USA, though, I do remind me, I got to tell folks about PetroServe because it's the last week to sign up and win some bucks with the Bison. And they're going to be bringing you our special broadcast from Frisco, Texas. We also want to tell you about those Apache sprayers. Can't wait to do that from the folks at High Plains, too. But we have a boatload of calls waiting to weigh in here, and we want to get to you first. For Sergeant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, it's Trooper Talk today. Grant in Fargo, your question for the trooper. Go ahead.
Hey, Officer Iverson. Hey, just a couple things about, you know, it's really frustrating, and you guys do a great job, and I've got a lot of friends that are in law enforcement. But the law enforcement attitude when they're with people, and I want to give you an example. On Christmas night, I had my whole family over, and I live in a rural area by Horace, North Dakota, which, Scott, you know where that is. I live in a dead-end road. Somebody was shooting fireworks off, and they came out. Someone complained. They checked on it. Well, here the sheriff's sitting at the end of my driveway. I walked out there and talked to this cat. And because of the road I'm on, my son parked in, and his back end of his vehicle sticking out like about 2 feet into the road. Well, if he parks on the road I'm on, because of the snow, there's not room for two cars to go through. And I'm standing there. I tried to explain this to him. He says, the car's parked illegally. You got 5 minutes to move the car, or I'm pounding it and towing it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, you know, and that it just gives law enforcement a bad name.
You know what? Those situations are unfortunate. We don't want to do anything out there that gives us all a bad name, because no matter if we're wearing a brown uniform, blue, black, we are all law enforcement, and we all have the same goals and such. And, you know, without knowing the exact specifics of that incident, I definitely take your word for it that that did happen. And,
but you can open this up to the public right now, and if people are listening, you would get phone calls off the hook. Because here's the thing, is law enforcement people deal with negative all the time. They are the most negative people I've ever met in my life, because that's all they deal with. You can never get one to walk up and smile. Never say, hey, have a nice day, how you doing? They're always negative.
I would say our greatest partnership in law enforcement is with the public. So sometimes I agree with you. We do need to take a step back, maybe adjust our attitudes and approach situations differently, more pleasant attitude. But, you know, times do get stressful when you're dealing with the same issues, time in and time out. But, hopefully you don't have many of those experiences like that and more positive ones in the future.
Grant, thanks for the call. David in Aberdeen, South Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
I just wanted to weigh in on the semis in the whiteout.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing that I've noticed is that when they have the double trailers on them, it really extends the whiteout compared, you know, since they started having those up trailers. The whiteout is, it's twice as long, literally, and you just really have to just kind of hold your breath and sail on through it and pray that there's nothing on the back side of that thing that's going to hit you. It's scary.
Yeah, it can be. Those double trailers do, like you said, it's twice the amount of trailer there. It's going to be kicking up a lot of snow. But once again, kind of grip the wheel and let off the gas a little bit.
Surprisingly, more people don't have accidents with it. So, thank you.
Appreciate the call, David. Thank you. John, Grand Forks, you're next for our guest, Sergeant Tom Iverson. It's Trooper Talk today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Oh, good grief. I was going to defend truckers. Now I got to defend policemen and high-end patrolmen. Good Lord. For all the years when I was younger, got tickets. I mean, I've never found a policeman or highway patrolman that wasn't courteous, you know. Well, because I stayed courteous. As far as truckers, I got to defend them. You know, my experience is, you know, going down the road, I'd rather be the only car in the road with 100 semis rather than some of the people that are driving cars. The semis are much more safer. And you have this segment every once in a while, and it seems like people always call in and complain about semis. Hey, they're just trying to do their job. And so are the highway patrolmen. So That's all I got to say.
All right, John. Appreciate that. Thank you. Dan and Bismarck, next for Sergeant Iverson on Trooper Talk. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, the last caller completely stole all my fire, and but he's absolutely right. I want to commend the law enforcement personnel in this state. There are a few bad apples. There are in any profession, but by and large, they're great. They're doing their job under adverse conditions. They're dealing with people that are uncooperative and negative and looking for a reason to feel picked on. And I'm former law enforcement. I can tell you I know that 95% of the people that I worked with in law enforcement were exceptional people. And I also want to give a shout-out to the truckers because I agree with the last caller. I'd rather drive in a group of trucks any day than in a group of other kind of drivers. Truckers, by and large, again, the vast majority of them are professional. They're good drivers. They're safety conscious. And so the caller before the last one, completely out of line. I'm suspicious that he probably has some issues with law enforcement because he has some issues with the law. But by and large, my hat is off to law enforcement. They do a great job.
Kind of like hearing that, Sergeant, huh?
Yes, absolutely. I do appreciate those comments. We do take those to heart, and those are always good to hear. We do try to do our best out there and be as courteous as possible. Sometimes things can go a little different than planned, but for the most part, I think we do a good job.
Thanks, Dan. Kay and Minot for Trooper Iverson. You're next.
Hello.
Hello, Kay.
I would like to know, when you're out on the highway and the weather is poor, is it possible for you to say it's pretty bad in Max or it's pretty bad around Underwood or pretty bad, you know, at Wilton? Because today I canceled an appointment because of the snow-covered highways, and I would really like to have been able to know. I did call the 511, but you still don't get to know exactly. And I thought if you were out on the highway, it would be really nice if you even called into What's on Your Mind and mentioned where you thought it was poor driving conditions.
And, Kay, a lot of motorists do that. As far as Sergeant Iverson, I mean, is that how does the Highway Patrol troopers out there interact with the media and the DOT on the website on letting folks know where it is bad?
Yep, very good information. DOT travel map. You can check it out on their website. They also have an app for smartphones. They have up-to-date road weather information on their DOT's travel map.
We didn't get to all the calls. We never do on Trooper Talk, but appreciate the hour with Sergeant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol. Merry Christmas, Sergeant, again. Thanks for the time today.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, you'll want to check out North Dakota's newest and best truck wash, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. With freezing temperatures, now's the time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your vehicle. They have two heated bays, $3.5 million facility, and you know what? They can take care of Bakken mud. They also have great VIP service with coffee, free Wi-Fi, relax in front of the big screen TV, take a hot shower while they take care of your truck and get rid of the most extreme mud, dirt, and ice conditions found anywhere in the U.S. in this state-of-the-art facility. Now with all new hours, open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Get a load of this. Get 10% off between 7 p.m. and midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Give them a call. They'll guide you in. 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. You'll find them just south of the Senex off Highway 2 or look for the signs off Highway 8 at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. The all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. Check out the new facilities and you'll love the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They know how to clean Bakken trucks.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freestrikeeye.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell today. I'm Scott Hillen, 800-228-0550, all across the Northern Plains. 550K Fire, our flagship in Bismarck, Mandan. KCJB, 910 a.m. in Minot. Our Bakken beacons, KTGO, 1090 radio, right smack dab in the middle of the booming Bakken. In fact, that tower is literally within eyesight, if you're at least on top of the tower, from the very first Bakken well ever. You know that? The Bakken family? Yeah. Back in the 50s. And, of course, we can't forget AM 1100 The Flag and KLTC in Dickinson. This is What's on Your Mind. Brought to you in part by PetroServe USA, connecting North Dakota's oil fields and North Dakota's corn fields and helping America feel better. Last chance to register for a couple of $500 gift cards that will be given away since it's the last Bison football game of the year this weekend. PetroServe USA will be drawing as part of their $10,000 plus giveaway. They've given away more than $10,000 now because the Bison season extended into a national championship game this weekend. You can stop in and register at any of their PetroServe USA locations, 21 of them, Bismarck and Mandan and Valley City, Fargo, Moorhead, and Bemidji, 21 locations throughout the upper Midwest. And by the way, the 4 for 4 special every day, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two cookies, and a 20-ounce soda, $4 for all four items, and that's every day. And if you fill up with E15, you will save another 20 cents a gallon. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. And by the way, they'll be bringing you our special broadcast. We'll take the PetroServe USA studios down to Frisco, Texas later this week. Our next guest has got Frisco in his sights, or wherever that national championship is in the future, but for a different North Dakota team, the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux. The new coach, the pride of Zeeland, North Dakota, Kyle Bubba Schweigert, is with us on What's on Your Mind. Bubba, congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, Scott. Great to be hearing those familiar voices from North Dakota.
Yeah, it sure is. We're glad to have you back. This is great news in the press conference on Friday. I watched the whole thing on the UND website, and it was fun to see you talk a little bit about all the influences you've had over the years, from teachers to coaches to obviously there's a lot of Zeeland yet in good old Bubba, isn't there?
Yeah, there sure is. You know, Scott, I'm just a big believer in people get opportunities because the opportunities they've been given and support that you've had through the years, and feel grateful for all the upbringing I had, starting with parents and high school teachers and coaches along the way. You know, athletics have been a big part of my life, and you get places because of those people, and there are a lot of special people that influenced me along the way and gave me great opportunities, and I'm just so humbled yet excited to have this opportunity at the University of North Dakota.
By the way, any questions or comments for Bubba are certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What radio station did you listen to growing up?
I was a big K-Fire guy out of Zeeland. I think a lot of people listen to that down in our area, you know, in Bismarck area. A lot of people from the German-Russian community down there really relocate to Bismarck, and you know, that was a big thing. And then, of course, at the time, you know, we had to listen to those Grand Forks stations when Brother Lowell was playing up there at UND. That's when we really started listening to those UND football games. And sometimes the signal wasn't quite strong enough. I had to drive up to Lair, North Dakota to get the end of the game. So those were some interesting memories, too. You know, a lot of times got up there to the game, but had to drive to do that. But the big thing was probably K-Fire growing up, Scott.
And you fixed that now for folks in Zealand. They can listen to Sioux games on K-Fire 550, right, Todd?
Absolutely. There you go. Hey, I got a question. Does anybody call you Kyle, and how did it become Bubba?
Well, my brother Kent, who lives in Bismarck right now and is the assistant football coach at Century High School and the baseball coach there, he's about 2 years older than me, and that's how he said baby. And my father had eight sisters, and my aunts started calling me Bubba, and that is really about all I remember. Few people along the way call me Kyle, but when I hear Kyle, I usually think I'm in trouble. So, you know, it's pretty much been Bubba my whole life. And, you know, when I went away to college at Jamestown College, some guys from my home area were up there and called me Bubba, so it stuck there. And then when I went to UND, Rob Ballinger knew I was Bubba, and it stuck up there. So it's been with me my entire life.
Because we're now thinking there's a lot of Bubbas in North Dakota. We don't know. I mean, did any idea why Kent came up with Bubba?
That's because he couldn't say baby, I guess. He couldn't talk quite right.
Well, you have to admit that if you're in a house full of girls and somebody says Bubba, that kind of cuts through the clutter, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. But, I don't know if they still do it on K-Fire, but they used to do I don't know who the guys did. But guys, they used to call around the country to any business or schools and that, and they'd have some secretary pick up and they'd go, Bubba or no Bubba? So, you know, and they'd call in the South and all that. So it was a little spoof they were doing, but actually some of my friends in Grand Forks that were from, the K-Fire area used to greet me that way a lot of times when I'd walk into a place, Bubba or no Bubba?
I think Phil and Mark used to do that, and I'm going to have to bring that one back up to him because that's a heck of an idea.
Well, those guys
are going to bring that back now that you're coming into the coaching thing here.
Todd, they have all the fun. They have all the fun of the PMS Morning Show.
I think we
need to claim the prank call Bubba or no Bubba thing for what's on your mind.
No reason we can't do it.
All right.
Oh, I love it. Well, anyway, let's talk a little X's and O's in football here. What's job one for you? Is you take the helm over of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux football team? You obviously have you know, given the fact your brother played there and a great love for UND over the years and having been there as an assistant coach. Were you there under Roger Thomas or just Dale Lennon or both?
I was under both. I was there for 15 years. Started in 1989 and left in late 2003 after a national championship game in 2003. Went to Duluth. So 15 years and very special, a lot of fun. 15 years, you know, got married in Grand Forks. Our oldest son was born in Grand Forks, so a lot of special memories.
Yeah, by the way, I talked to Father Sherman, and he expects you to be back in the pews of St. Mike's now when you pick he's hoping that tradition holds, you know. So,
As a matter of fact, I talked to him this weekend. I'm sorry.
And he said, did you hear Bubba Schweiger's back? And I said, I did, Father. I heard that. He says, boy, I sure hope he comes back to St. Mike's. And this is from a retired pastor of St. Michael's. How about that?
I got you. But as we walked out at our wedding, if you remember Ethel, she played the song that Laura picked to walk out, but she sneaked in the Fighting Sioux fight song, and now it's the UND fight song at that time. But so a little touch by Ethel there as we walked out of the St. Mike's Church. But getting back to your question about what is on the plate first, guys, very important to hire a good staff, you know, and couple things that we're looking for, you know, obviously got to be good football coaches, but we want to hire guys that really feel like this is an opportunity at, you know, to coach at the flagship University of North Dakota. And it's got to be a big deal to them and think that it's a real special place. And we're really, you know, going to look for team guys. And, you know, I feel like that's important to me and going to be important to the guys that we hire as coordinators. That's going to be the first step, and then you move on and hire the rest of the assistants. But we got to be in it for the team and got to instill that into the young men that we're coaching too. It's always, you know, the team is the most important thing and team first. And really all decisions that we make are going to be what's best for the team. You know, you're dealing with 100-and-some guys and a large program like that with the sport of football. I don't know any other way to do it. You can't do what's best for the quarterback or do what's best for the center or the linebacker or the corner. You got to make decisions that are really best for the team and the overall good of the team.
So if you don't have to tell me any names, obviously, but your wish list, if it's 1-2-3 for D coordinator, 1-2-3 for O coordinator, have you got a fighting chance for who you want right now?
I think we're making very good progress there, Scott. You know, the obviously the defense coordinator needs to be a guy who believes in 3-4 defense. That's what we started playing in 1991 at the University of North Dakota, and I think we have a strong tradition in that defense. If you look back to, you know, some of the guys who played there, obviously you got to be good right in the middle with Mark Callahan, Scott Schultz. So you got to be really strong in the middle with that nose guard position and need to recruit to that. But I just believe in the area with defense, you can recruit to that. You know, I just think there's more linebackers in the world than there are D linemen. And 3-4 defense, you have more guys on their feet. I think it's a good system to play against wide open offenses because you got guys on their feet that can adjust and move around. You know, and we're going to start by building great defense. And then offensively, I just feel you've got to, you know, from our area in the Midwest where we will concentrate our recruiting efforts, you can get big, physical, hard-working, blue-collar guys, and you're able to run the football. And when you're able to run the football, you're able to get one-on-one matchups on the outside, and that's when you have the advantage, when you can run the football when you have to, and then you get one-on-one matchups at the receiver, so you got to have those good players all over. But if you can't run the football, you can't ever get those one-on-one matchups to get the explosive plays. So, you know, that would be the second part of the puzzle. And then special teams are going to be an emphasis. These are the teams that really change momentum in games and field position. And I think, you know, the one thing that we've done a good job at Southern Illinois the last few years was really got better on special teams. And especially 2 years ago, we were really good at blocking kicks. And it wasn't by accident. It's because it was practiced and emphasized. I know I ran into an old Minnesota Viking when I was up at Duluth. Matt Blair, a lot of people remember him, and, you know, just asked him, picked his brain a little bit about what he sees, how football has changed over the years. And that was about 7 years when I talked to Matt Blair about that. And he goes, you know, the one thing that Bud Grant emphasized and we practiced was blocking kicks. And he said, we blocked a lot of them because it was emphasized. And he said, you know what? People kind of got away from that now is his feeling. And you know, at Duluth, when we were there, we started emphasizing that and did a good job of blocking kicks. So all three phases of the game, we have some work to do, but we have some philosophies in place that we're going to hire people that are tuned into those types of philosophies.
It's going to be fun to watch for sure. Bubba, hang on if you can. We'll finish on the other side of the break here. Kyle Bubba Schweiger, new coach of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux football team, announced right before Christmas and officially before the masses on Friday, is our guest on What's On Your Mind. We'll continue after a short timeout. 800-228-0550 if you have any questions or comments on Fighting Sioux football. We'll continue after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kids. kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by High Plains Apache. Here's what one owner said about the Apache sprayers. We didn't look anywhere else because we had our Apache for 9 seasons and had so few breakdowns. It was just very impressive. They said, I was surprised with the resale value on it. It was almost as much as we paid for it new. It's a win-win for me. It's going to cost me less to buy. It's going to cost me less to own. What more can you ask for? Doesn't matter what piece of equipment you're buying. Those are the two things you want, the lowest cost and the best return on your investment. I know it's giving me both. Just one person's letter saying it. Apache sprayers offer power to the ground technology, maximum efficiency, power of fuel savings, and simplicity. Apache sprayers, the only sprayer with a 5-year standard warranty. See them at High Plains Apache in Frontier and in Mandan.
We continue now our conversation with Kyle Bubba Schweigert, who's making his way from Illinois to North Dakota on the road, pulled over for us to chit-chat a little bit about his new role as the head coach of the University of North Dakota. And by the way, I know I've said Fighting Sioux a million times, but you just can't take the Fighting Sioux out of me. I keep saying it, but is that going to be a challenge for you too, Bubba? You're going to have to remember that remember fondly the history and the heritage without actually going there and calling yourself the Fighting Sioux.
Yeah, I think because I was in an era where we were able to use the nickname and refer to it, and I think I might have goofed up once today on the air. I did a good job in the interview and last week in the press conference, but it's something that's inside of you, but I'm comfortable with moving forward just like we are moving forward with the football program. That's going to be the message we give to the team, and once we get our staff in place, it's going to be day by day. We're moving forward. We're looking forward, and that's very critical to what we want to accomplish with our football program.
And an off-air call here or email from a listener wants to know why UND hasn't, or why UND has rather, faltered so much in the post-Lennon years. What's gone wrong in your view?
Well, I haven't followed it that closely, guys, because, I had my own job to do. I do know that, the Big Sky and is a very wide-open football league, and our challenge is how do you slow down those offenses? And a big part and a big belief that I think you got to do is you got to control the football. And what do you need to do to control the football? You better have the right guys up front with the right mentality and all that type going with it. Now I will say this, the transition years can be real challenging. I think I have a lot of respect for the guys that work there, and they're personal friends of mine, and a lot of my coach and all that through the years, and it just didn't work out. I would have much rather got this opportunity, because somebody was moving on and getting an offer, but it is what it is. I'm just going to say that. But you're dealing with friends and families of friends and all that, but we're going to look forward, and we got to identify maybe what were some of the reasons. But I do have a belief you got to play great defense, and we got to really focus on that. How do we play great defense? And it's a challenge in the Big Sky with the wide open offense. I will say that, but it's got to be a team effort. The defense is also helped by the offense and the special teams to be a great defensive team.
There has been a push by the presidents have the schools, University of North Dakota and North Dakota State University, once again meet each other on the gridiron. But the athletic director is having a little more difficulty. I think Brian Faison, your new boss, would love to see it happen. Has been pushing for it. Gene Taylor is a little more reluctant for obvious reasons because the Bison would have more to lose right now. But what's your take on reigniting that rivalry, and when do you see it happening again?
Well, I hope we can get it done. I guess my feeling is Alabama and Auburn play, Michigan State play, and then, they're in the same league, but Iowa and Iowa State play. They are not in the same league. So I just would like to see it for a big reason is for the people of North Dakota. I think it was a big emotional day for me last week, Friday. That was no secret. There's no crying in football, but I struggled emotionally about how special this opportunity is to me. And I just think it's for the state of North Dakota. It's for the people is the biggest reason. And I just think the people deserve to have that excitement and that build up. And a rivalry is great for the state of North Dakota. And that's how I feel about it. And I know there's a lot of issues to get worked out, but that's my personal feeling. That would really be great for the state of North Dakota.
And the soonest that could happen would be what, the 2015 schedule?
I'm not really sure. I guess I didn't talk about it a whole lot building up this. Like I said, Scott, I was more concerned about the things that are initially on the table here, hiring a staff and meeting with the team and all those things. So I'm not quite sure the first time it could happen.
Let's just hope it happens. I'm with you. I think it's one of the great rivalries. When you think about all the memories, those are some of the good ones. It really didn't matter what record, what position the teams were in. Those were just fantastic games. Memorial Stadium, oh, my gosh, I'll never forget the first time after the long, long drought for the Fighting Sioux against against the Bison when that tide was turned. It was amazing. But anyway, lots of fun to look forward to, and we wish you all the best of luck, Kyle. Thanks for joining us today, and I know Zealand's smiling as Sioux fans. Best of luck to you and safe travels.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Look forward to seeing you soon.
New coach of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux. By the way, I-94 eastbound at Bismarck Mandan still a mess, so be very careful. Action if there is backed up traffic. See you tomorrow, folks, on What's on Your Mind. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnon. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.